This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
All right, it's the legal tampering process now, which basically means everyone's agreeing to contracts. And the Broncos are missing guys left and right. Mike, we're going to get into that. How aggressive will they be? There's still one big name out there that I think a lot of us have circled, potentially, for the Broncos, so we'll get into that. Nuggets, Friday night was the worst loss since Nikola Jokic became a starter. Lost to the Knicks. That was a bummer. We've got a big one tonight in the Big Sky Conference Tournament. The UNC Bears going up against Montana. We know CSU's first matchup in the Mount West Tournament. They got to win. Hey, both teams got to win them all to get in. We got a ton to get to. And it's a Monday. It's a busy Monday. The whole show starts now. Straight. I mean, we're getting updates left and right, but here's what you need to know. Kenneth Walker, a running back, certainly Super Bowl MVP, that was a lot of Broncos fans perhaps wanted him on their roster, or on the roster, has signed with the Chiefs. Super Bowl MVP, according to ESPN, Kenneth Walker III, has agreed to sign with the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know the numbers yet. I keep seeing anywhere from 12 to 15 million, which is probably going to be around the same for ETN. So Kenneth Walker's gone. Apparently the Giants put together an offer to get Kenneth Walker, but it fell through and he's going to go to Kansas City. Not ideal there. Alec Pierce is staying with the Indianapolis Colts. That was another name. Wide receiver Alec Pierce. Apparently, the Commanders made a really big push to get him. New England made a big push, but he's going to stay put. Isaiah Likely, now former tight end of the Baltimore Ravens, rejoining his old coach. He's going to go to the Giants. So Isaiah Likely's gone. Alec Pierce is gone. Kenneth Walker's gone. The big one on this list that we've talked about, the big name, would be Travis Etienne. Other NFL news, free agent quarterback Malik Willis is going to sign with the Miami Dolphins after the Miami Dolphins are going to release Tua, which that's going to be a bigger dead cap salary hit than what the Broncos faced with Russell Wilson. The Dolphins, I saw the Cardinals, a couple of teams, maybe following that blueprint that the Broncos did. We'll see if it works out the way it has for the Broncos so far. But, man, Michael, we're missing out. We're missing out on guys. I'm not freaking out, but the Broncos did re-sign some of their guys. Justin Sternad signed a 3-year deal. Not bad. Sounds like they're close in a few other situations that they're looking at. So we'll keep our eyes on that. You got Adam Trautman, Nate Adkins agrees on a 1-year deal. Sam Ehlinger, they're bringing him back they're bringing the third string quarterback back. 1-year, $2 million extension, Nate Adkins. So you had one tight end before today. Now you're back to three with Trautman and Nate Adkins. I mean, does that not tell you maybe they're not going to be, I mean, free agency, whatever. Isaiah Likely was the top of the tight end free agent market. You could still go draft a tight end. Doesn't really change that. They like both of those guys' blocking ability, and they're bringing them back for that specific reason. does that mean the Broncos are setting up to make an aggressive push to get to go get Travis Etienne Jr.? I think so. My prediction is that Denver will sign him. I mean, I've read a lot. There's a lot of teams interested, Mike. A lot of teams interested out there. It's just going to be money and fit. Also hearing the Broncos are aggressively approaching re-signing Alex Singleton. So we'll see. Big Hub says, are the Chiefs going to be a threat this year with the signing of Walker? Here's why I liked Etienne more than Walker. I felt like Etienne was more of a consistent running back. Walker had some great games in the regular season, but had a lot of monster games in the playoffs. But both guys' numbers were about the same, so it kind of washes out. Walker would just have some of these games where he'd have monster production. Other games, not so much. But I like the idea of Walker right after the Super Bowl. But then as we kind of calm down a bit, I still think Etienne's going to be, would have been my choice from the get-go. And that might be exactly what the Broncos are thinking. Are the Chiefs going to be a threat? I saw Travis Kelce's coming back. I mean, yeah, anytime you add a Super Bowl MVP, a really good running back, and he should be a really good running back, it's a concern. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Michael, let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly, presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. For more, check them out online at fmsbank.com/KFKA. Let's go with the good first. Is getting Nazem Kadri in the late hour. The Avalanche pulled off a trade to get him back into Colorado. And he had an assist right off the bat. It's kind of a wonky assist to Nate Daug, but got it done. He had a few other opportunities. He was rolling, man. I mean, the crowd was going crazy for him. And man, that is one of those, like, this, I've compared this to like the Nuggets and the Bruce Brown signing. I actually think this one's going to work out even better. And we'll see how the Brown thing, you know, we still have some season left and obviously the playoffs, but we'll keep our eyes on that one. Also, Nicholas Waugh, who the Avalanche traded for, part of the good, traded for, got his first goal in a Colorado sweater. So, all right. Got some recent additions that are making moves right off the bat. And the Avalanche look like they might be the king of pre-trade deadline. And whether that's months before or day of, the Avs, I mean, they know what they're doing, man. They know. Chris McFarland knows what he's doing. In him we trust, I suppose. The bad for me, CSU lost to Boise State on Saturday. It was a lot of turnovers late for CSU. It's bad because it's a loss, and you know, I think a lot of us were just hoping they would just win out and set up potentially to win out through the tournament. I don't know that loss affects them. I mean, the seeding a bit, but they got Fresno State in the first round. They'll play them on Wednesday night. And that's a weird one. Because Fresno State, that was the game when they lost that game. I thought, ooh, the first one. Maybe this is just going to be an average team. But then they beat them the second time around. They should beat the Bulldogs, I believe. I'm curious to see if Josh Pascarelli is going to make a reappearance with Colorado State during this tournament. I would guess he will, but we'll keep our eyes out for that one too. The ugly for me, Michael, was this one. The Nuggets lose Friday night 142-103. And that was the first night. Like, Cameron Johnson's playing in that game. Aaron Gordon makes his reemergence for this team. So you got your starting five back for the first time since like the 12th or 13th game. I was feeling good about this team back to back after beating the Lakers. But like I said at the start of the show, that's the worst loss the Nuggets have ever had since Nikola Jokic became a starter for this team. So it does have me, like, they're 39-25. I'm confused by David Adelman. I'm confused by his lineups and his rotations, I should say. I do think the pressure's on him. Again, you know, I saw a podcast. Joker was on the X's and O's podcast. You had to decipher it, so they had the captions up there and everything. But You know, Joker basically said he doesn't ever want to go anywhere, which is encouraging, but it's also like, we want to be able to take advantage of that. Joker was on the podcast and said, if we don't win anything more by the end, I wouldn't leave. Yeah, an organic title somehow means more to me than anything. That's encouraging. But what, you know, what, as fans, is what we look at is, are you going to capitalize on having the greatest player in the world? Like, by far and away, the greatest Nuggets player they've ever had. And if you walk away from this, whenever that day is, and you have one title to show for it, that I think that would be considered a pretty significant disappointment if you have that good of a player. I mean, if Michael Jordan would have only won one title, we wouldn't be talking about Michael Jordan the same way. If Kobe Bryant had only won one title, same situation, probably with LeBron too. I know, especially now, in the last few years and then probably pressing on, I think titles, we're going to have deeper conversations other than just how many championships, how many rings do you have? But either way you slice it, if Denver can't come out with another one before Joker retires, then yeah, that's cool. He wants to stay here no matter what, and I appreciate that. I love that. But you have to ask the question at the end of the season. If the Nuggets somehow get bounced in the first round of the playoffs, I mean, I get it. David Adelman's a rookie coach. And we all signed off on it. Most people were like, yeah, go for it. This is, you know, see how he does in the playoffs. He overachieved in the playoffs. So let's give him the shot. The one thing I cautioned was how much of this team is playing with this, hey, there is no tomorrow for us. Because MPJ said at the start of the season, if we don't win the championship this year, they're probably going to break this whole thing up. And they didn't break the whole thing up. They got rid of MPJ, though. There was part of me that just is like, man, Gordon's injury should have kept him out for weeks. Porter's injury should have kept him out for weeks. Probably Russell Westbrook, too. And yet, these guys are all playing because they're on that last go. Russ knew. I don't know if he knew he was going to go to Sacramento, but he knew he probably wasn't going to be a Denver Nugget and probably not going to be on a championship window type team or get meaningful minutes with the championship window type team anymore. So there was that part of me, kind of a little voice in the back of my head during that fun playoff run that said, is this team just playing with the freshness of a new coach? Michael Malone's out of their ear. They don't have to go through the same rigmarole that they were going through all year. And they're also playing with this kind of passion that's like, hey, there is no tomorrow. We're not going to be here. You know, we're not going to have the same group. Changes are coming. We're going to go all in. And maybe that was the case. I don't know. It's still so hard to evaluate teams that have been in the playoffs year after year after year now. I mean, the Nuggets are now, they've been there for the last, what, 6 or 7 years. And for us to weigh everything on a random regular season game is difficult. Hey, I remember when they won the championship and they lost the depressing game to the Chicago Bulls, who were bad at the time, late in the season, and we thought, oh, there's no way. And they found a way. So, yeah, am I concerned when I see a game like that Friday night? Yeah. This Nuggets team does not feel like a contender right now, but I still think we got to be, if we're going to evaluate this team, you know, see how the rest of this run goes against really tough opponents, but get a seed in the playoffs. Don't mess with the play-in. And then we just ultimately see, like, do I have faith that this team can win a championship? They're not playing like it, Mike. So the team I saw Friday night is not a team that can win a championship. The team I saw against the Lakers, it's a maybe. Maybe they could. Maybe if they get hot at the right times and get healthy at the right times. Yes, Michael?
They are getting healthy, but they're not gelled yet. That you get your guy back, but is he fully
no,
healthy?
He's not
basketball healthy.
He's not
he
fully
hasn't been
healthy.
On the court.
Yeah, he's not fully ready yet. Peyton Watson's still going to come back.
Yeah, it was a bad loss, but I wouldn't say, oh, don't worry about
historically
it.
Historically like, bad
they'll
loss,
be fine. They're getting their guys back.
Yeah, but historically bad loss, Michael. I mean, you're always bitching about how they don't play defense. They gave up 142 to New York.
Yeah, the Broncos gave up 70, and they ended up being not completely horrible that season.
First Advantage text line
ended up getting better.
Is 888-530-0043. So we got a lot to talk about with the free agencies, signings going on. The Broncos so far, the noise they've made. Mike, keep up, if you could, keep up the four-letter network or something, because I want to track this. Because all we know right now is the Broncos are signing their guys. They're bringing back their guys. Justin Cernadd, Troutman, Nate Adkins, Sam Ellinger, third-string quarterback. And I'm not sitting on here. I'm not one of those guys that's going to sit here and say, oh, man, why are you bringing those guys back? Now, do I love Troutman and Nate Adkins? No. But the tight end market wasn't exactly, you know, full of really good tight ends. Isaiah Likely's name came out, and he was a second tight end in Baltimore. So he was the big name. But I'm not as concerned about that. I definitely want the Broncos to draft a tight end. I think there's a handful of guys that will be within their grasp, whether they make a trade or not, that I would like to see in Denver. And we'll kind of get into that more as we go. But to me, it's always been the running back position number one. Assuming Sean Payton can actually run the ball. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Big Hub, I feel for you, man. I don't know about that. Yeah, he says, can I become a Broncos fan? Falcons, I'm done with. They're trying to get to a... I'm sorry, Mike. I don't see the appeal to try to bring Tua in. I mean, he's had a lot of concussions. He hasn't been great. I just... what was that? What did you just do? Did you pour one out for your homies back there? I mean, what was that? It's like a gangster thing, man.
No, so I have this water bottle.
Yeah, I saw you do it.
Like, after you pour, you know, water in your... It's like the sideline water bottle from sports.
Yeah, you're basically
and like
yeah.
After you pour water, you know, sometimes air will leak, so it makes noise like... And it's really annoying, like, so all you have to do is, like, you know, just squeeze the rest of the air
preparing.
Out so it stops making noise.
Yeah, you're just preparing. I get it. So, listen, I'm not... For the Broncos, I'm not, oh, wow, they're not making any crazy moves right now. They do need to do something. Can't just sit there. I would like to see a couple of guys, especially with the Russell Wilson money gone. Mike, I have this feeling. I have this feeling by the end of the day, maybe by the end of the show, we're going to see Travis Etienne agrees to a 3-year deal or something with the Broncos. It's going to be a lot. It's going to be like $12 to $15 million. It's going to be a lot for running back. But you have the money now, and you're getting guys locked up. I mean, Cernadd's deal is a 3-year deal, $18 million. $10 million of that guaranteed to him. Troutman, 3 years, $17 million. It's crazy, isn't it? Cernadd, to me, is a much better, higher ceiling than Troutman, but similar contracts. Nate Adkins, a 1-year deal. I don't have the details on that one yet. They restructured Quinn Miner's deal, so I don't know exactly what that looks like, but all positive there. Friday, Faith texting in. Friday, as I got into my car and turned the radio on, I learned I contribute more than Michael, so I got to keep my game stepped up, LOL. Yeah, keep it going. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. Michael needs to be pushed.
Well, Faith, if you'd like to run the board.
That can't be a winner's attitude, though. Anytime someone's, like, putting pressure on you and, like, hey, I could do better, you say, you come run the board. No, man, Mike, you fight harder.
No,
you perfect
I'm not
position back there.
I'm capitulating here.
Yeah, okay.
She's already won. She's so far ahead of me.
That's true. She is. 24.
I'm getting ready to do my politician loss speech. You know, we ran a good campaign, but, you know, she's won the office.
Speaking of politicians, President Donald Trump had a kind of rectangle table, not a round table, but a meeting of minds all things surrounding the NCAA. And one of the, you know, he basically said, we're going to put this proposal together and we're ultimately going to get sued. We know that. To my understanding, like according to like Ross Dellinger, he's basically wanting to put the toothpaste back into the tube. Go back to pre-NIL days. You can't do that. It's too late. There's no way. I mean, they're stuck where they are. Also, people there Several coaches and ADs mention that players that they've talked to, that they value their opinion, have also expressed zero interest in becoming an employee. Which, right? I mean, why would they? If they just keep, you know, taxes change, everything changes if they become an employee, and they don't get to just jump and hop and skip and jump as much, because if they're an employee, they're probably signing contracts. So what do you do? There's not a lot of options here, folks.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, you have to have some kind of contract with the university that says, I'm going to stay at the university at this amount of time. So whether it's a 1-year deal or 2-3-year deals, and they have to remain solid. And if you're going to leave, there has to be some kind of notification.
I don't know that you can do that until they're actual employees. I mean, signing contracts with kids, and yeah, they're starting to do NIL deals. And if these kids leave and don't fulfill their requirement or whatever, they got to give some of the money back. And I think that that's important. Definitely. I think the buyout thing is the best solution. I'll recharge that later on in the show. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. We'll take a short break here. What will the Broncos do when it comes to free agency? And there's one guy that won't be in a Broncos uniform. We didn't think he would be. Zero chance. But he ain't in the West anymore. And Sean Payton's very happy about that. We'll be right back.
The Nuggets, the Avalanche, the Rockies, the NCAA, and the NFL, and KFKA. And we aren't changing anytime soon. We have the sports broadcast you need on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling, like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
Why can't we figure out the TV, Mike? We'll figure it out.
It's a new TV.
New TV, new remote.
New remote.
Same
there are lots
idiot
of buttons.
People, so we're trying to figure it out.
I was trying to turn on ESPN, the four-letter network, and I pressed almost every button, and none of the buttons worked.
I had the same situation going on in here, and then we called a few people around the office to come help. So we had like 15 people in here trying to turn the TV on.
Yeah,
we'll get it.
It is not on.
We'll get it at some point. I'm sure we're going to get this.
Maybe we can get the TV in the other room.
The one out there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Turn that bad boy on.
Tanner.
First event is text line. It's 888-530-0043. Let me tell you guys about On the Rocks. Liquor, the beverage of the week, is Bird Dog Whiskey. Offered in 5 different flavors, such as black cherry, peach, salted caramel, or the straight-up select version, reserve version. When it comes to whiskey, this dog hunts. If you've never tried Bird Dog Whiskey, they're going to be having samples of this on Friday, 4 to 7 o'clock. Also, Michael, letting you guys know, we have our big watch party. Two of them, March 19th and March 20th. March 19th, we will be at Big City Roadhouse around 10 o'clock.
Roadhouse.
Right after I beat Tanner in a quick little race. And I mean, it's going to be so quick. Well, for me, he'll be running and I'll be sat down.
Is that happening before?
Yes. Oh, definitely. We're not going to drink beer and eat wings and stuff and do that and then race after. That's not going to happen. So we'll be at Big City Roadhouse on Thursday. And then we're going to be at McCarty's Grill at the Eaton Country Club on Friday, right around 10 as well. So really excited for that. That's next week, guys. That's next week. So come out and see us. Michael will sign the doctor's permission slip to get you out of school.
Yes, I went to I went to Ethiopia for my doctorship.
Okay.
I always looked at you and thought, that guy could be a doctor.
Yes.
Yeah, felt that way for sure.
I'm a doctor and I have quotes. Is Brian going to be racing Bruce?
No, I think this is just Tanner and I are racing. So I'm looking forward to it.
Biggest odds has you beating him. What is how long is this race going to be?
I'm saying more than 20 yards, but Tanner's wanting just 20 yards.
Oh, he's definitely doesn't have any confidence.
Well, I think he's a little bit shorter than me. So maybe he's thinking like in a spurt, like he's got a better shot if it's a shorter race, maybe.
No, so he thinks he's a motorcycle. He's got all the, you know, he can rev 0 to 60 really fast, but
yeah.
He doesn't have a good top speed.
Well, we'll see. I mean, we're going to find out. I'm a little nervous because I was hanging out with his old man and his brother the other day, and they're like, he's really fast, man. And I'm like, yeah, but you guys only see him when he's running from cows and stuff. Like, that's a different kind of speed.
And we're not going to have a cow on site.
There will be cooked cows, but not like a cow mooing and stuff ready to be milked. Like, that's not going to be there at Big City Roadhouse. So I'll be curious to see how he does without that kind of adrenaline.
I did see him chasing after the Chick-fil-A cow. And I found that very weird.
Where was this?
It was at Chick-fil-A. He was at Chick-fil-A, and I was like, oh, there's Tanner, and he was chasing after the Chick-fil-A cow.
I want to believe this story, but I don't believe this story. Travis, the new guy, says 20 yards seems pretty short. That's what I'm saying. We gotta have more than 20 yards. Like, I was thinking we
run
do 40.
20 yards.
We do the 40-yard dash. 40-yard dash, and if Tanner does get a little bit of a pop to start, because lower center of gravity kind of thing, the wind force won't be impacting him as much. But then the gazelle-like leaps that I will start to take will kick in after about the first 10 yards or so. So that's when I start to smoke him. So, yeah, I'm pushing for 40 yards.
I think we need Ed Lamb to coach Tanner and Steve Smiley to coach you.
You guys keep saying this stuff. My boy Steve Smiley is going to have a basketball game to be getting ready for. He's going to have a basketball game because I think they're going to win the tournament.
Oh, I've already predicted. I was going to predict
no,
that
no, no,
today.
No, I already predicted it. I already predicted it.
Actually, that was going to be my prediction today.
I think the winner, Montana State lost to Idaho over the weekend.
Idaho!
I think the winner of tonight's 5:30 game between Northern Colorado and Montana will win the tournament. Will go dancing. That's what my prediction is. And I do think the Bears are going to get it done. Faith, oh, Faith, why? She says, well, now Isaiah is unlikely to go to Denver as he signed with New York. Sorry, I couldn't resist the pun for Michael's sake. You can demote me. Look what you're doing to my listeners. Like, I worked really hard to get the smartest listeners, and they still are smart, but they're like, you're impacting them in a very, very negative, disturbing way.
They like what I do to you.
Travis, the new guy, says 20 yards seems pretty short. Do the 40. That's what I'm pushing for. We'll try.
This is sports here. It has to be a 40. We can't cower out of the 20. Maybe he's afraid. You know what I think it is? He's got a front loader, and he's fat. So he was going to, you know, lean forward and let some of the gravity and the fat move him forward.
Yeah.
But maybe he doesn't think that's going to help him out for 40 yards. Maybe he thinks he's going to fall at the 21-yard mark.
Well, I mean, he is. I just don't know what to expect. I don't know what to expect.
By the way, I am a little fatter than he is, maybe a little more, a lot fatter than he is, so I can make those comments.
That's true. Those are the rules Tanner gave us, right? Eastside Chris says 20 yards is 60 feet, approximately 6 parking stalls. I did get the clear, too. The great folks at Big City Roadhouse, I told them, I said, I'm sorry, I hate to even ask this, but Tanner and I would like to race each other in the parking lot to prove who's better as a person, and we would like to do it there at Big City Roadhouse before, and she wrote back, she's like, no, that sounds great. But trying to ask somebody, hey, we got this really cool radio promotion we're going to do that's going to bring so many people. I would like to race my two unathletic dudes now. Would like to race each other.
Formerly athletic dudes.
Yeah, formerly athletic dudes.
I mean, the reason why I think you're going to win is you get up every morning and you work out. Now, that's a different type of working out than running, but you still work out.
Yeah.
Still. Tanner, he does the cow stuff, and yes, he that helps him get in shape, but how much running after the cows does he do? And he's probably going to wear his cowboy boots.
No, he's not wearing his cowboy boots because he's already going to use that as a... The guy, Mike, is it unprofessional if I wear sweatpants to this event? It's a station event, but I also want to be as fast as I can be, and my sweatpants give me confidence. So
well,
I want to wear my sweatpants.
You should wear like those basketball shorts. And then rubber band them up.
I don't like to wear shorts. I'm not a shorts wearer. I don't know why. It's a weird thing. It's a mental thing, probably. My dad, when I was growing up on the farm, hated it when we'd do anything in shorts or sweats, especially shorts, though. And he's like, get in there, get your work pants on. If you're like, I'm like, dude, I'm just feeding the dogs right now. No, you got to be prepared to work if you're going outside. So maybe that's why I'm not a big shorts guy. But then again, I'm a sweats guy. So maybe that's more of a, you know, sticking it to the man kind of thing.
I used to be a shorts guy. I would wear shorts all the time, even in winter. And
I'm glad that changed.
Then my brother made fun of me in front of a girl that I liked. And I haven't worn shorts that often since.
Dude, where was Jim? Where was Jimmy backing you up?
This was not sixth grade. This was like 11th grade.
Oh, I just figured Jimmy you were ride or die with Jimmy. Like it's ride or die with you guys. Faith says, does Tanner want just 20 because that's his max? LOL. Is there gravel out there? There's that construction nearby. May need a helmet, knee and elbow pads, plus a medic may need to be on hand. If one of us takes a fall, that's going to be unfortunate. That's going to be rough. If I'm losing at the end, if I'm close enough, I'm just going to grab him and we're just going to fall. And I'd rather be called a cheater than a loser. It's my new philosophy. Broncos going to make some moves, Mike. We'll see. I mean, I'm curious. Breece Hall was the big name, but of course, Breece was franchise tag last week. Are they going to miss out on Travis Etienne? And if they do, how do you view that? Could you view this free agency period as a failure with all that money that you freed up after the Russell Wilson dead cap stuff finally ended? This is the first free agency that it's ended in that 2-year hell span, which the Broncos made the playoffs both of those years. How disappointed are you going to be if the biggest name on this list is they re-signed Justin Sternad and Adam Trautman? And there's other bigger names, but maybe they're saving money to re-sign John Franklin Myers too, that which would be significant.
I mean, I would like that.
If you could pick between bringing back John Franklin Myers or Travis Etienne at running back.
John Franklin Myers.
Really?
It's some of it is I kind of don't know what we have at running back.
I think there's this part of you that thinks that RJ Harvey is still going to be something. I think there's this part of you that's hanging out.
I do think that he could be something. I think he needs to work on his vision. I remember in the Super Bowl watching the Seahawks and going, that's what RJ Harvey needs. He needs to look for that hole. If he knows he's not getting hit on the sides, he needs to go, where's that hole coming in and hit it?
I go back and forth on RJ Harvey. Dude, I'm serious. It's like I'm the wind right now. Because one day I'm like, oh, yeah, keep that guy. He'll be fine. He'll learn all that stuff that you're talking about. He just needs more time. He needs more reps. He needs more practice. He needs more camps. Then there's another part of me that says, shouldn't he know more of that by now? I mean, don't you? But then again, like, how many of these dudes? Kenneth Walker, we weren't talking about him year one. You know, we weren't raving about a lot of these running backs year one. So maybe they re-sign J.K. Dobbins and now he's 100% eligible to sign with anybody at this point. You damn sure got to get J.K. back. If you don't get Travis Etienne back, you have to get J.K. who wants to be a Bronco. But if you don't get either one of those guys, I think that's a pretty significant failure.
I think they'll get him back. I don't think he's going to be a hot commodity on the market. Not with that.
Not with the injuries.
That other injury.
No, I don't think so. 43 minutes after the hour, Michael. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Lemons Heating and Cooling. I mean, I don't know what to tell you anymore, what the weather's going to do. It was weird at the end of the week last week, and then it turned out to be beautiful. That snow melted pretty quickly. All I'll tell you is at some point, it's going to start getting hot. You might not be out of the woods with the cold weather just yet, but Lemons Heating and Cooling, they'll be ready for everything. Whether it's on the fly, man, I'm telling you, in July two summers ago, I had air conditioning issues, and they bailed me out. I mean, they had a long list, and they got through it quickly to be able to come out and help us out and get us ready to go, because you don't want to be in that situation. But I'll tell you, I lucked out. You know, I lucked out. They were like, well, we got this scheduled. We have a window that's rarely available this time. We can make that work or bust, and we made it work. But I'm telling you guys, you get to July, and you figure out that AC problem that you were having last year, and then it just slowly runs out of steam in the summer. You don't want to be stuck in July without it. Talk to Lemons Heating and Cooling today. They have free estimates available. Check them out online at lemonsheatingandcooling.com. The Nuggets play the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight. This post from DNVR Nuggets, Alex Caruso with a hip situation, and Chet Holmgren has the flu, are both questionable tonight against the Nuggets. Isaiah Hartenstein is out with a calf injury, and Jalen Williams is out with a hamstring injury. So you gotta take advantage of that. I don't root for injuries, but I root for taking advantage of situations, and Denver quickly needs to get the bad taste out of their mouths from that. It hasn't been great basketball. I mean, the Knicks game was awful. They were close against the Jazz, who are tanking, and the players aren't tanking. I get that. But they dodged the bullet, too, because in that game, you get Gordon back finally. You have your starting five. And then Jamal Murray goes down. He goes down relatively early into the game with an ankle injury. And we're waiting all weekend to see how serious that is. And turns out he's listed as questionable tonight. So whether he plays or not, either way, the fact that he's listed as questionable means they dodged a pretty significant injury bullet with Jamal Murray. And man, the way this season has gone with injuries for the Nuggets, I just assumed it was going to be something worse, and he was going to be out several weeks. We're down to the teens in games, man. I mean, we'll be in playoff mode in mid-April. So we're running out of time here to start having these feel-good conversations about Denver being the team that could knock off the Thunder or slow down a really freaking hot San Antonio Spurs team. Like I think those are the two teams in the West that are getting the most talk at this stage. 11:51 the time. Michael, we'll take a short break here. Coming up, we got a lot of top stories to hit, but how about that Tua story with the dead cap money with the Dolphins? Also, a former AFC West foe got the hell out of the division. And big NCAA meeting over the weekend. Will it do anything? I have my doubts. We'll discuss all that and more on The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. We'll be right back. Wasting all my time. Because when you're standing oh so near, I kind of lose my mind.
Two dudes, one mission. To provide the best morning radio in Colorado. Good morning, NoCo. Weekdays 6 to 10. On Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Desperately refreshing my X account and various outlets here to see if the Broncos are going to do anything. I did just see Zach Stevens posted that there's a strong interest to bring J.K. Dobbins back. And I think if you don't get Travis, do you get both? I don't think so. If you don't get Travis Etienne, then if somehow J.K. Dobbins slips through the cracks, that's going to be rough, because even if you're like Michael and you're like, hey, I want to see more from R.J. Harvey, all that, you still need J.K. Dobbins to be your number one back.
That is a young running back room.
Yeah, you're not going into the season like that. No one's feeling that great if you're going without J.K. Dobbins and Etienne. There's other names on this list, too, and we'll get to that coming up. Top stories of the day are next, though. Keep it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1. and 1310 KFKA. It's the whole show. Don't go anywhere.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.